God. Well, I want to say good morning to each and every one of you, and I want to welcome you to Only Believe right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, it's so interesting because every Sunday or Thursday or whenever it is that we come to the church or come to worship God, I want you to know that many of us go through many different things, challenges, all kinds of things. And sometimes, you know, we're not even sure, or sometimes we don't realize that the reason we have really made it into the house of God is because the Lord wants time with us. You know, sometimes if we're not careful in the scheme of things, we can believe for many different reasons that we're here. But I want you to know that every time you end up in the house of God, it is because the Lord wants to interact with you. It is because the Lord loves you. It is because He's the only one who can help you through this thing called life. I want you to know He wants to be the center of everything you do. He wants to be in the midst of everything you do, because without fail, God designed you to live life with Him in a relationship where He is flowing right through you and helping you in every situation. Amen? So this morning, I really want you to open up your heart and just be available for what God has for you in this time. I want you to know He has healing for you. He has peace for you. He has strength for you. And God wants to just meet you right where He knows you need Him to meet you. Amen? I want you to know that this day was set aside for you and Him to be together. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Is everybody awake this morning?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Ready to worship the Lord and just focus on Him tonight, today, right now. Amen. Set an atmosphere for His presence to come and dwell, and for Him just to bring His peace and His love into us. Hallelujah. I believe that God's wanting to work on people during worship today. I really do. There's something in the atmosphere right now for people, even now. So just get before Him, worship Him, pray. Don't worry about anybody else. Don't care what happened yesterday. God forgave it. It's under the blood. Don't care. Don't care. Get before the Lord. He loves you. Amen.
The case that heavy on Him, come rest on. Stories that have proved your faithfulness, and I've seen miracles my mind can comprehend. So there is beauty in what I can't understand. Jesus, it's you. Jesus, it's you. I've lived stories that have proved your faith. I've seen miracles my mind can comprehend. There's beauty in what I can't understand. Jesus is you. Jesus is you. Can't rest. resurrect a man with my own hands. But just the mention of your name can raise the dead. So all the glory to the only one who can. Jesus is the end. Jesus is the end.
Don't you tell me he can't do it. Don't you tell me he can't do it.
I've seen families reunited. I've seen prodigals return. Don't you tell me he can't do it. Don't you tell me he can't do it. I've seen families close to live. I've seen addicts finally pray. Don't you tell me he can't do it. Don't you tell me he can't do it. I've seen cancer disappear. I've seen metal plates dissolve. Don't you tell me he can't do it. Don't you tell me he can't do it. I've seen
don't you tell me he can't do it. Don't you tell me he can't do it. I've seen families reunited. I've seen prodigals return. Don't you tell me he can't do it. Don't you tell me he can't do it. I've seen troubled souls delivered. I've seen addicts finally break. Don't you tell me. You tell me he can't do it. We'll see.
Woo! Like salvation of the strength. Don't you tell me he can't do it. Don't you tell me he can't do it. We'll see glory foundation. And the world should never say. Don't you tell me he can't do it. Cause I know. You're the wonder-working God.
You're too good to not believe. You're the wonder-working God. You heal because you love. All the miracles I sing, you're too good to not believe. You're too good to not believe. It's 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 too good to not believe. And I see cancer disappear. I see metal places all. Yes, I know. I've seen real life resurrection. I've seen mental health restored. Yes, I know that he can do it. Yes, I know that he can do it. I've seen families reunited. I've seen prodigals return. Yes, I know that he can do it. Yes, I know that he can do it. I've seen troubled souls delivered. I've seen addicts fall in grace. Yes, I know that he can do it. Yes, I know that he can do it. We'll see cities in revival and salvation flood the streets. Yes, I know that he can do it. Yes, I know that he can do it. We'll see glory fill the nation like the world has never seen. Yes, I know that he can do it. Yes, I know he can. I believe
you're the wonder-working God.
You're the wonder-working God. All the miracles I see, you're too good to not believe. You're the wonder-working God. And you heal because you love. Too good to not believe.
Oh, you're too good to not
look like. It don't matter. It affects us, but if we keep our eyes on Jesus, if we keep following him through that valley, listen, the mountaintop is coming. And that's the place of salvation. That's the place of relief. That's the place of blessing. That is the place where victory is already done. We celebrate, but that's not the only time we celebrate. When you're in this valley and those storms are hitting you and those situations are coming at you, you better be praising him then. Amen? Praise him then, because praise is a weapon. Praise is our victory. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I'm caught up in your presence, and I just want to sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never want to leave. Oh, I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't owe me anything more than anything that you can do. I just want you. I just want to sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. Never want to leave. Oh, I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't know. Just gone through the motions. I'm sorry when I just sang another song. Take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. And I'm sorry when I've come with my agenda. I'm sorry when I forgot that you're enough. Take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. I'm caught up in your presence, and I just want to sit here your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never want to leave. Oh, I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't owe me anything more than nothing else, nothing else, nothing else will do. I just want you. Nothing else, nothing else, nothing else will do. I just want you. Nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you. Oh. I'm caught up in your presence,
And I just want to sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never want to leave. Oh, I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't owe me anything more than anything that you can do. I just want you
more than anything. Hallelujah.
More than anything that you can do. I just want you.
You are worthy of all. And we just praise you and glorify your holy name. There's none like you, Lord God. There's none.
We'll see how great, how great.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Praise God. Yes. Amen.
Yes.
What an awesome God we serve. Amen.
Let me leave this here until I
And I'm telling you, God is amazing. Amen.
More than amazing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ooh, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is good. I just love to be in his presence. I'm telling you, there's nothing better than the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Is that me?
Yes, making noise all the time. Hallelujah. Disrupting me. Interrupting me.
Oh, that is.
Amen. There you go. Praise God.
Man.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I guess I'm just going to jump right in here and say, first of all, thanks for the guys that came out yesterday. We had a good time together. Amen. And then I also want to mention that, is it today right after service that Miss Brittany back there, praise God,
yes,
she has been certified to step into foster care, amen. So we are believing God that as she goes on this journey, that certainly the Lord will be with her. I thank God for all the impact that she's going to have. So right after the service, we're going to have a foster shower, praise God, and an opportunity to get some things together for her on this journey. And we're just going to spend some time celebrating with her, and it's going to be a blessing. Amen? Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What else am I supposed to be announcing today, baby?
We have the solar eclipse coming up.
Oh, right? Yeah.
We did, thank the Lord, get some porta-johnnies, porta-pots, whatever you call them. Porta-johnnies, I don't know. But we got some, thank the Lord.
Amen.
David, who was the maintenance at the Bodkins campus, came into my office and said, because I do stuff there, and said to me, hey, this company reached out to me because he called a couple and he found one closer, but the one is, I think he's in Belfout.
Belfout.
And he said, I ordered 10, but I don't need them now. So I said, hold up. I need
need some. They said, well, they told me if I didn't need them to call them and let them know that we didn't need them. I said, I'll call them. I said, hey, this is Regina from Only Believe Ministries. And we originally thought we was, you know, the Botkins campus was thought originally that maybe 10 would do it, but they have found someplace else. And we only need 3 at this location.
Amen.
So we got them at our location. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
So we're ready for that. I'm going to go real quick, create a sign-on for volunteers for that day and put it back there. We're really contemplating on what Phil and I should do, like, overnight. Like, because it's supposed to be really bad the next day. Like, traffic is supposed to be really bad. And it's so bad, we've never been through one of these, so we don't know what to do, right? Like, you just don't know. So we may stay overnight here and just be here, not have to drive through the madness. And man, with all this closed roads now, it gets a little trickier, right? Which I hope all of you are praying for our neighbors. Winchester, Indiana also got hit really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Walpock got hit a little bit, but nothing mm-hmm. like Indian Lake. Mm-hmm. So the trailer park got hit. Okay.
Yes. And I will say this, after service, if you'd like to get involved in helping out, because they're doing outreaches of helping and cleaning in these communities, I think I'm going to put a couple guys on the spot. Kyle out there, Jason, and even Shane will probably be able to have some information to connect some of us guys, if nothing else, to Nathan and get an opportunity to go help with that kind of stuff if you want to do it. Amen?
Amen.
And so that would be a great blessing. I'm telling you that I believe that the Lord's going to help everybody recover the way they need to, but just have your heart open to whatever the Lord may have you do. Amen? Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
The enemy's not going to stop us from talking. I don't care. If this stuff starts popping and we can't use the... We'll turn it off.
Ooh.
Don't think I'm playing. We'll turn it off and he can yell the service. Amen?
Amen.
Y'all can hear him.
I was about to say, you guys, I hear people confirming that, you know, my voice is loud.
Yep. Man, nothing's stopping the word from being preached. Amen?
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oof. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Irritation.
Amen.
Cannot stop it.
Amen. Praise God.
Man, the Lord is coming back soon.
Amen.
And I can't stress this enough. Like, we've been hearing it for years. I know we've been hearing it for years. But what if we've been hearing it for years, and tonight he comes like a thief in the night?
Amen.
What if the next hour he comes like a thief in the night? Are we ready? Are we truly ready to go up? Will we be taken up?
Mm-hmm.
Got to examine yourself
mm-hmm.
and say, God, if there is sin in me, if I haven't repented of something, if I need to fix something with somebody, if I have unforgiveness in my heart, whatever it may be, show me. Amen?
Amen.
Because when we get up to heaven, we want to all see each other.
Amen.
Amen?
Absolutely.
Amen. Well,
praise God.
Women's breakfast is going to be the first Saturday of April, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Sarah, she's going to be bringing the word. We're excited.
Woo.
You feeling better?
Amen.
Oh, girl. They called me in, and I was like, I'm going to go by faith. And then I think I ended up not being able to come on Sunday because it just wiped me out. So, but it was good.
Amen.
But we're
praise
looking
God.
Forward to that women's meeting. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
If you don't know, if you're here for the first time, I'm kind of looking around, but we have a women's breakfast / Bible study the first Saturday of every month, as long as it's not a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And we have different ladies in the church take a Saturday, and they teach the word to us, and then we all get to just bounce off of that word and give input and give testimonies and things that the Lord has done. And so we have challenged ourselves to love way beyond ourselves.
Amen.
That's our challenge, is to love beyond ourselves.
Praise God.
You say you're ready for things, but are you really ready for things?
Mm.
And we're preparing ourselves and making sure that whatever we encounter, whatever God may bring our way, that we're ready for it. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Whomever God may bring our way. We are ready for
praise God.
So that's, I think, all I got.
Okay, very good. Hallelujah.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Whoa, praise God.
Listen, my brain is audit focused. It's this week, and I have been prepping. So, yes, Easter is coming up faster than we think. It's not this coming Sunday, but the following Sunday. Mm-hmm. So we've got 2 weeks. Woo!
Amen.
And
praise
we
God.
Will have an 8 o'clock morning
morning
service.
Amen.
Not quite rise and shine service, but it will be like a healing communion service. We're just going to believe God for miracles that day. Yep. Amen. And then we'll have our
In between the 8 and the 10 o'clock service, we're going to have food in between there. Amen. So make sure you're here. If you can't be here for 8 o'clock, make sure that anywhere between 9:15 or so, we're going to be serving some food there. So that's going to be wonderful. Amen. Praise God. Did we let all the children go to class already? And then let the teens go to class? Praise God. Hallelujah. And then we're just going to take up our offering. And today I just want to encourage you again to remember that the Bible says this in Psalms 41:1. Blessed is he that considers the poor, and the Lord will deliver him in his time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth, and thou shalt will not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing, thou will make all his bed in his sickness. You know, there's a scripture that says that the Lord will give us to be able to give to those good works that we become aware of and are needed. And I want you to know something, that sometimes your giving is for other people, amen? And I want you to know that I'm not just talking about in the church where we give our tithe and offering, but I'm just telling you that sometimes the Lord is going to work within you to have you do something for others, amen? And you know, the Bible says is that when we give unto others, we shouldn't, like, especially if you help someone who's really in need. We shouldn't look at those people as though they're going to give back to us. We should be thankful that the Lord has given us the grace to be able to give to someone and just know and trust that the Lord will always make a way for us. Amen? And that we look to the Lord for what we're able to do and we let him lead us with kindness. Amen? And we always have our heart open to the fact that whether we're giving in church or we're giving to someone that God leads us to give to, that the Lord will always take care of us. Amen? He will never leave us, and he will always provide for us. He says that that's who he is. Amen? And so let's make sure that our hearts are open to hear God and be directed by him and just help whenever we can help, because your helping is a witness to the goodness of God. Amen? So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just pray that as we just think about your goodness today, God, as we think about your faithfulness, Father, Lord, as we release our tithes and offerings today, God, we know that we can trust in you, Father. Our hope and our faith is in you, God, and that you will always take care of us, Father. You will always meet whatever needs we have, and beyond that, Father, you will work in our life, Father. And Lord, I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God. Okay, now that we have taken our regular offering, I wanted to extend the opportunity for us to take up for our special offering that we're taking up for the parking lot out here. And And we told what happened here, that we received an invoice at the end of the year for some work in our parking lot that was done a few years ago. So we just want to give people an opportunity to sow towards that. So we're going to take a few minutes here. And if anybody did not get the opportunity to give to the special offering and you want to do so, I'm giving you this opportunity now to be able to be involved in that. And Father, we thank you, God, for this special offering, Lord, that's taking care of the expenses related to work done in our parking lot, God. And Father, we thank you, God, that your provision is always there. And Father, for every opportunity we get to be a part of doing those things that are part of your kingdom, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, we have been talking about how we want to make sure that we have our life laid out the way the Lord would want us to have it laid out. Amen? That we want to make sure that God is our priority, that we start with Him, and because we have Him first, we're going to know how to approach life in a way that is pleasing to God. And I love it because in the Bible, you're always going to find the fact that God has this big plan of His love for all humanity. You know, we can look at the great scripture like it says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." So I thank God that He gives us the broad perspective of His willingness and His love that He has for the entire world. But then I also love it because another scripture says that if you or I believe in our heart and confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior with our mouth, by our confession, we can enter into a relationship where we are saved and just loved and embraced by God. You know, I love it because the Bible talks about the nations that is God's, amen? But then He talks about the people that are His, and then He always speaks to the individual. And what I love about that is that you and I should be super excited about the fact that this amazing God that created the entire world and yet says that the earth is like a footstool for Him. Wow. Because He's the caretaker of the universe. He's created it all. He's the God that's over everything. But then we can grab a hold of the fact that the Lord says that when it comes to us, we get to call Him Father. You know, when you study out that word Abba, it means Father, but it also means Dad. It means very personal, very loving, very kind. I want you to know that with God, there's always the reverence we want to give for His authority. Amen? We always want to give Him that reverence and know who He is as the one who will never be defeated, the one who's always going to walk in victory, the one who always has everything in His hands, the one who, whether you like it or not, it's always going to work out His way. Praise God. I tell you what, whether they try to use science to disprove Him or any other goofy theology that comes along to try to disprove God, the very fact is at the end of the day, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that He is Lord. Amen? And so when we think about the goodness and the greatness of God, I just want to remind you that what I really love is that even in the beginning of creation, when God was creating the heavens and the earth, you know what's so amazing? He came and looked for Adam and walked with him in the cool of the day. You know, sometimes we consider our day, and it'll be so busy and so hectic that we can't even keep our own little mind straight on what we're taking care of. And can you imagine that if you could just magnify what your day is like a trillion-fold and think about what God's day is like, that he has to take care of the entire world. But so what's amazing in all of that is that he still comes down to taking care of each one of us. It is phenomenal because sometimes, one time I was just sitting there and I said, God, can you just show me an example of your greatness? Just show me something simple but also profound. And I happened to be in Africa at the time that I said this. And guess what I had just learned that day? That there's over 200 dialects just in the African language. Praise God. I mean, here in the U.S., we have a little southern accent, amen? We have some words down there like soda, and up here we say pop and all kinds of crazy stuff. And we have some differences in how they speak in New York and different places around the U.S., but I mean 200 different dialects. In fact, what's interesting is I can travel from one city to another in Africa, and the people of Africa don't even know what the people in that other city are saying. Praise God. And all of a sudden, the Lord said to me, he said, Philip, he said, even though this is true and this seems complicated to you, he said, it doesn't matter if there's 200 dialects in Africa. It doesn't matter if you consider the Chinese and Asian speaking and English speaking and French speaking and Spanish speaking. He said, listen, I can hear every voice in their own language at the same time and speak back to them specifically what they need to hear to be able to understand me. I want to just take a minute to remind you, he is the one. You know, right now I'm looking at Melissa with all that beautiful long hair. And then I think about me or John, hallelujah, with our little less hair. And what's so amazing is that the Lord says in the Word of God that he has numbered every hair on our head. See, what I want you to know today is that there's not a hurt. There's not a fear. There's not a worry. There's not a concern. There's not an experience that you're having in life that God is not aware of. And he's just waiting for you to let him be involved in bringing the resolution to you. Amen? I want to just read a couple things to you from the Bible. I want you to know that there's plenty of times and plenty of places where God is going through and helping every one of us navigate life. And he's speaking to his people one time, and he's navigating life with them and letting them know that he's going to be there to help them. And I love it because in one scripture, the Lord is speaking in the book of Isaiah, and he's telling them how he's going to come with them. But what's so amazing is that he's speaking to an entire people, but then he says something that is just so profound in verse 13 of Isaiah 41. He says, for I, the Lord, thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. I'm telling you, you can't get more personal than God's willing to get with you. Amen? And then I've read this to you before here recently, but I just couldn't go without discussing it with you just one more time today, because it says in the book of Psalms 145, the Lord is near unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. Hello! Let's make sure that when we call upon the Lord, we're ready to be transparent. I love it because with God, we don't have to fake anything. You know, it is the safest place to just be able to go to God and say, Lord, I need you to help me in this area. God, I need you to heal me from this experience. Father, there's a way I act out, and I'm not even sure why I can get so angry and just lose my bearings. But God, please show me how to move on from this. God, for some reason, there's things that's happened to me where I don't care, even the people that tell me they love me. Number one, I don't know how they could love me. And number two, I don't know that I'm ever going to be able to trust them and really believe that they do love me because of what I've been through and what I've experienced and what has happened to me. And I want you to know that in the middle of that, God is saying, bring that to me. Not only will I heal you, but I will make sure I bring those into your life that are going to keep you safe, that are going to help you, that are going to love you with a genuine love. I want you to know something, that God is available right now to you. Open your heart and let him in. Amen? Praise God. Now, I'm telling you this because in this month where we've been talking about knowing God, and as we know him, he helps us discover who we are. Amen? Remember, we're made in his image. I want you to know something, that sometimes we think about the nature of God, and it's profound because it says that the Lord can love us through anything. Amen? It says that the Lord can look at us and not give up on us, but think the well of us. Remember, there's a scripture that says, I, the Lord, only have good thoughts of you. Thoughts of good, and never one evil or negative thoughts toward you. My thoughts are always good. And they not just good, they have an outcome and an expectation to bring you into a place that's going to give you a hope and a future. Amen? And I want you to know that as we consider these things and we consider these characters and the natures of God, I want us to be reminded that if that is the character and nature of God, and it is, once we become brand new in him, guess what? Our nature changes. The Lord says that he will put upon us a divine nature. You know what's so powerful about the divine nature that God will put upon each and every one of us? Is that our nature changes from a self-preservation nature to a loving nature. To not only thinking the best of others, but wanting the best for others. Praise God. Breaking down some of our walls, helping us be available to help other people, to know that we can be safe in helping others because God is with us to help us. Amen? I want you to know that we're going to take a look at something today just because, praise God, I believe that the Lord is really speaking to us about the fact that in this life, I want you to know something, that with God's hand on you, you're going to be blessed. You're going to see good things. But I also want you to know that in the middle of blessing, there has to be a balance between us knowing what true blessing is compared to just wanting blessing to be what we think it is all the time. I want you to know that the blessing that God brings is not about money. Praise the Lord. Although he does want your needs met, and will meet your needs, amen? But I want you to know something, that the blessing of God is not just about those things that you can experience in the natural, even though God wants you to have good experiences. I want you to know something, that we can never forget. The real blessing of God in our life is that when we journey through life and finish our race, we're not just going to come to the end of something. We're going to come to the beginning of something, and we're going to actually advance to a life that's much better than the life we know right now. Praise God. And so we don't want to live in just the moment. We don't ever want to be so desperate that every need we have has to be met right now, or we can't just be happy right now. And we don't ever want to be exposed to that, because I want you to know something. There is much more in God for each and every one of us. And I want you to know something, that God's provision is so real that we should have peace on this journey, knowing that if there is something that I wanted to experience on this earth and I didn't get to experience it, it is still not worth giving up what I have in my future. Amen? And I tell you what, once we start believing that way, it doesn't mean that we have to have less dreams. It doesn't mean that we don't work as hard as we've always worked. And it doesn't mean that we don't want to take vacations. And it doesn't mean, like today, when I get out of here, I don't want to have a good meal that I enjoy. Woo! No, it doesn't mean any of that. It just means that I know that those things are not the end all, the end all. Praise God. I want you to know something, that God wants you to have peace in this thing called life as you journey through, because it's not always going to be easy. Everything's not going to always happen the way you think it's going to happen. Everything's not going to always be just perfect for you, praise God. And so we're going to look at an example of a time where there was a man of God who came across a time that was just disappointing and difficult and very hard, and he had to figure out how to handle this time in his life. And I want to talk to you for just a minute about a man in the Bible by the name of King David, amen? But I'm going to talk to you about King David before he was a king. He was on the journey to becoming a king, but he wasn't a king yet. And what had happened was the current king, who he thought he was going to serve and do so well under after he killed Goliath, ended up rejecting him, a king called Saul. And before you know it, King David, who raised up and killed Goliath and thought, hey, King Saul is always going to appreciate me because of what I've done, here he ends up getting rejected by King Saul. And before you know it, David is running for his life, and King Saul's trying to make plans to kill him all the time, and David's had to run here and hide and here and hide. And we're going to talk about the fact that what I'm going to read to you is there is a time where King David, because he couldn't serve Saul, had went over and served someone else who was part of the Philistines, and he had treated him with honor and was very respectful, and they were getting ready to go into a battle. Praise God. And King David's riding with these men into this battle, and this one leader looked at King David and said, hey, pal, I need to let you know something. All the other guys are concerned that you're going to turn around and fight against us Philistines for your people Israel, so we can't let you go with us. And David was like, wait a minute. I thought I was following God. I thought I'm treating you well and honoring those above me and doing all that I'm supposed to do. What are you saying to me? And the king said, David, you have been as an angel to me. You've done nothing wrong. You have done things right. You've been a great blessing, but no, we're just not wanting you to go with us. And if someone treated us like that, we would be just like King David and his people at the time, right? Discouraged, disappointment, traveling back home, a little down in the dumps. And guess what? When David traveled home, it didn't get any better, because David was staying at a place called Ziklag. And first of all, I want you to know that when you study out the Hebrew meaning of that word Ziklag, it means this. Praise God. It means to be pressed mentally. Someone to be so pressed that it will reveal what is on the inside. Wow. Amazing. Well, I want you to know what? There's a scripture in the Bible where the Lord said, David is a man after my own heart. And we know that David had many mistakes when he lived. Amen. I could go through and list them out. And we know that David was never perfect. But what does it mean to have a heart after God? One thing we're going to learn is that every time you read a story of David and he does something and he makes a mistake or he fails at something, immediately his response is to not run from God, but to go to God. He doesn't try to hide his situation. We don't see him take his anger and frustration out on everybody else. We don't see him ever come against people. Even in this situation, we're going to learn that David's men were against him, and he was their leader. And in this story, they felt so frustrated that things hadn't worked out. And when they got back to Ziklag, where they were living, the place that pressed them mentally and stressed them, the place that made them discover what was truly inside of them, when they got back to that city that they were living to look for their families, guess what? An enemy had come, and their wives and children and everything had been taken. So here they are out on the road. David's out on the road having a tough day. And then he comes home where he thinks he's going to get a little rest and relaxation, and his day gets worse. And it got so bad that the people who had been with David his whole time and had been beside him fighting and working with David, guess what? They had come to the end of themselves to the point where they got so frustrated that they started accusing David, looking at David as he was the problem, even though he had been in the same situation they was and just trying to use his faith. They started accusing David, coming against David to the point where they were ready to kill David. And that's where we're going to pick up the story and read something here that I want you to see. In the middle of this situation, where everything had got about as bad as it could get, and everybody's against David, and not only did he lose his family on this day, and he's weeping with the other men because they've lost their families, and all of a sudden they start accusing and stepping against David and thinking, well, maybe we should kill David and that will solve our problems. Now, how in the world was that going to solve their problem? You know, sometimes if we're not careful, we're pointing a finger at the very people who have been with us, helping us, loving us, going through the situation with us, and sometimes we're pointing the finger at them as they're the problem, when guess what? Our real problem is, instead of accusing them, let's all turn to the Lord. Praise God. Woo! Anyhow, I want to pick it up here in the verse because it says this. And David, in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6, it says, and David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people were grieved. See that? Sometimes when we're going through grief and we're going through problems and we're going through disappointment, if we're not careful, we lash out at those who are the closest around us, who actually love us and are with us in the battle, and we have to make sure that we don't ever let grief bring wrong accusations to those who are there to love us and be a part of our life. Amen? I want you to see something that it says here, that in the middle of this, when everybody was grieved, everyone, because they're missing their sons and their daughters, and I believe their wives too. But anyhow, it says, David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Hallelujah. You know, I want you to know something. That this is a time where God confirms that David has a heart after him. Bible says that he's a friend of God. You know why? Because in the middle of his terrible situation, he didn't turn and accuse the Father. In the middle of his terrible situation, he turned and said, if anybody's going to help me get through this mess, there's only one that can help, and that's him who gave me life, him who was with me when I defeated Goliath, and him who's been with me since I've been a young guy. Whew! Praise God. And I want you to know something, that when David encouraged himself in the Lord and started praying and pressing in and asking God for help, if we were continue to read through those scriptures, what we would discover is that God spoke to David and said, David, because they were having a conversation. David was being real, asking God, what's going on? What should I do? How can I get through this? And all of a sudden, David said to himself in his heart towards God, he said, God, should I pursue? Should I go after these people who've taken my family? And guess what the Lord said to David? He said, David, not only shall you pursue, but without fail, you will recover all. Woo! Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to know something, that you might be in a tough moment. You know, I love it because with God, most times, once you really settle into the Lord, it's smooth sailing and you can see his hand of blessing on you. And most days you're going to be able to see the goodness of God. But I also want you to know that sometimes in this thing called life, there are moments, there are seasons where it is hectic, it's hard. Maybe you made some bad decisions and started the season. Or maybe somebody else put pressure on you and you're in a bad season because of that. And pre-adventure, sometimes we're in a bad season because the enemy's coming against us as we try to grow in God. But for whatever reason you are in a bad season, the resolution is still the same. Lean into him. Praise God. David started thinking about the things that God had done for him. He started thinking about how God had spoke to him and done good things in his life. And as he encouraged himself in the Lord, he got the courage to say, Father, can I get up out of this situation? Basically, that's what he was saying. Can't get any worse than this. Even my very closest people in my life are against me now and looking to kill me. Is there a way to recover? And God was saying, David, if you get up and you trust me, you're not just going to go pursue. Because sometimes I've been praying, and this is not in the scripture. I can't tell you that it's in the scripture. But really, I'm telling you that one time I was praying and reading that book, and I felt like David was saying, Lord, if I'm going to get killed by anybody, I'd rather it be my enemies trying to get my family back than those friends and people who have loved me through this whole time. So if anything, if I got to die, God, can I at least go out there and fight against the people who are really against me? But God's plan was not for David to die, was it? God's plan was for David to go out, rescue his family, become the king, and move forward with what God had for his life. I want you to know something that I really know in my heart right now, that God is letting every one of us know that sometimes in this thing called life, there are moments where you're challenged. There's moments where there's difficulty. There's moments where we don't even make the right decisions all the time. But sometimes even when we're making the right decisions that we know to do, the road doesn't get easier. It gets harder for a season. And that's what happened for poor David. But what's so good here is that when he really turned to the Lord and he really went God's way, the plan became clear. And you know what's so interesting? They say that on this trek that David made to go pursue for his family, that it was tough territory. It wasn't easy. So just because he heard God's word and got up with God on his back and God in the front of him and God going with him on this journey, guess what? The ground was still rugged to go across. The land wasn't easy. And when he caught up with his enemies, he still had to go through a battle. But he did come out on the other side. Amen? He came out where he belonged. And I'm telling you right now, that the Lord wants each and every one of us here in this place to know that if we go with him, we will come out where we belong. I'm going to go now just for a few minutes into the New Testament, and I want to remind you of something that it says in Matthew chapter 11. In verse 12, it says, "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force." Are you kidding me? I thought that once I got saved, it would be easy flowing after that. Praise God. Well, I got news for you. First of all, life is never going to be easy. If you do it on your own, for sure. But I want you to know that when you do it with God, it is going to be easier because you're going to have more peace, you're going to have more strength, you're going to have more comfort from the Lord while you're on the journey. But I also want you to know something, that when you are pursuing God, you are going to face adversity. I'm telling you right now that the enemy is going to come against you. He's going to be afraid of you. He's going to be frustrated by you in your pursuit after God. He's going to be mad that you escaped his plan and his work and his dark, devilish kingdom. And he's going to be mad that you got set free and that you're in God. And I'm telling you that you're going to have to be tough enough to understand that the kingdom of God suffers violence. And the Bible says that the violent take it by force. But hold up. I don't want you to think that spiritual violence is I'm going to pull my six shooters and start blasting away. No, no, no. What it means is that I'm going to press in to those things that God has given me to be successful. I'm going to not only put on the armor of God, but it says that if I'm going to embrace the spiritual battles of God, guess what? I'm going to pray, I'm going to fast, I'm going to read, I'm going to live by faith, I'm going to walk by faith, I'm going to believe God's way is the best way no matter what, and I'm going to go the route that God asked me to go. Amen? That's how you are violent in the kingdom of God, by being spiritual, by walking in the fruits of the Spirit. Jeannie, that means I have to be kind. Even when people aren't kind to me, I still got to be kind to them. Even when people aren't patient with me. Not saying you, babe, I'm not saying you. But even when people aren't patient with me, I have to be patient with them. Even when people aren't long-suffering and kind and thinking the best for me, guess what? I need to be long-suffering and kind and thinking the best for them. You know, some of you are believing God to save someone that you love, to bring them back, to restore them, to get them on their purpose in their journey for the Lord. And guess what? Sometimes frustration sets in. Sometimes we get to fuming a little bit. Well, I want you to know something, that the best thing you could do for yourself and them, calm down, encourage yourself in the Lord, find peace, find love, find the releasing of faith in the middle of the battle. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to know something, that God wants you to always be moving forward with him. Praise the Lord. I want you to know something, that you are going to have adversity in this life. The Bible says that many are the afflictions of the righteous, and that tribulations will happen in this life. But in the middle of all that, we are supposed to be at peace and remember that the Lord is with us. Amen? I want to just leave us with one little other note here, kind of about who we are. Amen? I want to remind you that Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 says this, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot of man. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Do you know that salt has always been something that has preserved? Even before we had refrigeration, they used to use salt to make sure that food would last and be extended and last longer than it could on its own. I want you to know that right now, in the middle of this world, with all the turmoil going on and all the difficulty around the world right now, I want you to know something, that the Lord has confidence in each one of us that we will be the salt of the earth and the light to other people. You know what? I pray that my grandbaby's life is better off because I serve Jesus. I want you to know something, whether it's the people you work with, whether it's the people you go to church with, whether it's your biological family who you love, I want you to know something. Every person in your life has an opportunity to have a better experience in life just because of who you are in the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want you to know something. To all of you parents, your children are better off because of your faith. I want you to know something. To all of you grandparents, your grandbabies are better off because of your faith. I want you to know something, that all you spouses out there, your spouse is better off because of your faith. I want you to know something, that when we walk with the Lord, we have an opportunity to change the world. I want you to know something. Don't give up. Don't step back. And don't ever forget that he who created the world and saved the world through Jesus is also the one who did it for you as an individual. Praise God. I want you to know that the Lord is with us. Amen. And God will help us every day navigate life. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just exalt you and lift you up today, God. Father, I thank you that as we set our faith forward, God, that you're with us in the middle of everything that's going on around us, God. Father, I thank you that, God, I thank you for those who are going to pray for us. I thank you for the brothers and sisters in the Lord that are going to help iron sharpen iron. And I thank you for all of those who go with us on this journey called life. But, Father, the reality is, at some point, we have to be like David. At some point, we have to look to you, and even in the toughest of times, God, we have to pick ourselves up by encouraging ourselves in you, Father. Because the minute we turn to you, we will hear your answer. At our worst moment, your answer is yes. At our best moment, your answer is yes. The promises of God are yes and amen. But at every time, God, your answer is for us to get up, to move forward. You know, the Bible says this, though a righteous person falls 7 times, yea, 8 times, get back up. Amen. God is with us. The Lord is helping us. The Lord is helping you today, right now, where you're at. Amen. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Is there anything out there we need to pray about? Praise God. Oh, praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just put Heather and Wendy before you right now, Father. And Lord, as their families are enduring the loss of their mother from this earth, God, I pray that you are encouraging them. God, I pray that you are embracing them. Father, I pray that you put strength and grace around them, God. And that, Father, they get through this season, and Lord, they see you in the middle of it, God. You speak to them. You show them your goodness, Father. And Lord, you let them see how much you will help them moving forward in life, Father. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, let's give the Lord a hand clap. Woo! Amen. And thank you again for being here today. I hope you've been encouraged. And remember, let's meet Brittany out there and celebrate this time where she's stepping into this new season, hallelujah, with her and the Lord. Amen. God bless you.